a trifecta. From long range, you done messed up. Get ready for this full court pressure. Straight talk to your gut like a Hail Mary. Stiff arm in competition, now they ain't ready. We ain't worried, got the play in the huddle. Hard hitting commentary, make the faint at heart fumble. Be humble, you ain't ready for the skills. Triple double, let them know the game is real. Swinging for the bleachers every time. Grand slam every time they hear me rhyme. I'm in my prime, no limit on the scrimmage. Scramble, shake and bake, got the opposition spinning. I'm there grinning, this is easy as a layup. Trash talking to the haters, players say what? Chatting all crazy, gotta play me though. This is Sports Talk Radio. This is Sports Talk Radio, radio, radio. This is Sports Talk Radio, radio, radio. This is Sports Talk Radio, radio, radio. This is Sports Talk Radio. This is Sports Talk Radio, radio, radio. This is Sports Talk Radio, radio, radio. This is Sports Talk Radio, radio, radio. This is Sports Talk Radio, radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Sports Talk Radio. Hello to everybody watching and listening.
What's going on, y'all?
I'm Nikki Marie.
Sticks Mitchell, Sticks Show.
Your boy M Extra.
Yes. So I think last time we talked about bridging the gap. Now I want to talk about Black Men Speak.
Okay, yeah,
let's get that conversation going.
Okay, well, you know, I've become an avid social media user, and I noticed that most people have more than one page that they manage, but also it's their passion. Their page kind of, you know, tells you a lot about a person, and I decided to make Black Men Speak because I have a passion for speaking, but also hearing other men that look like me speak. Mm. When they have something to say, of course.
Right.
It's just, like I said, something I have a passion for. So I started the page, and I look forward to not necessarily interviewing Black men, but just allowing them to speak on that forum and break down what they're saying.
Well, a lot of the stuff that you have on there right now is actually pretty dope.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it speaks truth.
I'm trying to be versatile, and I want to get the voices from different Black men, from different generations and different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just speak, you know, I could put it on and speak every day, but, you know, I want to give other people a chance. So I'm going to do some live, you know. You know, I go in street, you know, I ask people in subways, you know what I mean? I go to a huge structure like the Garden and talk to a bunch of people, so you never know who I'm going to speak to and, you know, what type of, you know, information we're going to put out there.
Nice.
I feel like that's what's missing right now with social media is, you know, accurate information from credible sources.
Yeah.
You never really know what's real. So.
I just talked about that, too, that we get our news from social media, and it's not always 100% truth.
Yeah, I think that's why. We have a lot of the conflicts we have going on.
Somebody gonna get a fact check app and make millions.
All right, let's turn it to MVP. Let's talk about your choices. Y'all want to know mine?
Man.
Or y'all want to put y'all's first?
Nah, I think we should go first with me because I don't think nobody's gonna pick who I pick, and you all can base yours on my reasons for picking Paul George.
Mm.
All right, now. Everybody will say, all right, Westbrook's averaging a triple-double. Yeah, it's padded. You know, the NBA is plentiful when it comes to stats these days. So let's put a little couple grains of salt on top of that triple-double. But we got a guy who's one of the best defenders, if not the best defender in the NBA, but also leading the league in fourth quarter scoring. I mean, he's basically putting that team on his back offensively. They go as he goes. And that is MVP like in itself because it's a team that we couldn't even see Westbrook give responsibility to Kevin Durant.
Mm.
So for him to say, "Hey Paul, you got it," that's a feat, man. He's totally enshrined himself in Oklahoma City. The decision he made looks like it really, really worked. And out of all the MVP candidates, he's the only guy that, in my opinion, is asked to defend the best player every night because he'll defend the point guards. You know, Giannis won't defend point guards. He's not coming up the floor with anybody.
Right.
Paul George will defend point guards. He switch out on the big guys. You know, he's trying to block shots at the rim. So he's being asked to do a plethora of things, and he's doing all of them at an extremely high level. Probably, we haven't seen a guy win an MVP playing on both sides in a long time. Mm. You know, Steph Curry won two, yeah, being the great offensive, yeah, player, you know, and then, you know, Harden and then Westbrook won it because of their great feats offensively,
yeah,
you know, and I think it's time to get back to, you know, the two-way players getting the MVP.
Yeah.
I think Paul George should be definitely in the top two of the MVP race, but I think I'm going to go a different direction. I'm going to take it to Giannis Antetokounmpo in Milwaukee. I feel like he's doing so much for Milwaukee right now, and I think we got to bear witness to that last week.
You just took my pick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Greek freak.
That's how you know this stuff isn't scripted, you know. But, you know, seriously, though, I think Giannis is really making his case because this is his first big year, you know, like this is his breakout season here, and he hasn't been playing at this level prior to this, but now it's like he's coming into his own.
Yeah.
I was looking at a stat, he's put on about 40 to 50 pounds since he's been in the league, a muscle, you know, like this is a project, you know, this was somebody who we didn't know what his ceiling was, you know, we didn't know what he was going to be when he came here, so he worked hard, he's put in the time, you know, he's put in the effort, he's working out with Kobe Bryant and the offseason, doing all the right things.
I mean, admirable. It's admirable. It's very admirable, and it's a great story. You know, it's a great headline, but it's not an MVP headline.
Mm.
You don't get MVP on your first ruha. You know?
So you can't give him credit?
You get MVP after you've taken some falls and gotten up a few times.
You should, though, if your team is first in the conference, especially when they weren't projected to be in that state. I mean,
listen,
that
the last guy that worked for was D. Rose. All those years ago. That was the last guy. Look, the last guy that worked for, Steph Curry won it because he was averaging a whole bunch of points, but Derrick Rose averaged about 24, 25 points. You know, he really wasn't, it wasn't a stat thing that got it. It was the fact.
Cleveland was first.
He didn't get MVPs all those years.
But Miami was definitely first.
He didn't get MVP all those years.
Yes, he did.
Every single year he's in Miami. All right, well, this is what I'm trying to tell you. That doesn't mean checks.
Chicago was first that year.
No, and that's why I said that was the last guy I feel like won it because the team was first.
Oh.
That was the last guy I feel like flat out they said, throw away the stats, your team's first, you're going to win MVP.
Well, I mean, I think...
I see Anthony Davis going to Toronto. You know, I see Kevin Durant going to New York. Kyrie, like seriously, going back to play with LeBron, going to LA. I see that, you know.
I think I see Kyrie in New York though.
I kind of see that.
You see everybody in New York. You probably see Kawhi.
I'm praying for KD.
You probably think Anthony Davis. You probably think Klay Thompson's gonna come to New York.
Well, you know we got.
He
room
never
for
been
Klay.
In New York a day, so he came and do the cold.
Hey, listen, we got room for Klay. Man.
Listen.
You
got plenty of room, but it ain't about the money. It ain't about the money when you're talking about New York. They can get that money anywhere.
Listen,
it's the crazy media. It's about the expectations. And it's about they haven't won since Willis Reed was limping in Game 7.
I heard Greg Popovich loves it here, too.
For vacations. It's really nice to come here in the summer.
He should maybe think about, you know, coming here. I think the Spurs lost twice last week. He's a little
You know, you could
off.
Always catch a cab. He's a white guy.
Greg Popovich.
Yeah,
no offense,
I'm
you know,
done.
Man. I'm just saying, yeah.
I would trade fans
in love
a heart.
I feel like you're talking on a personal level. You can't get a cab?
It's hard. It's hard. Don't lie. Thank God for Uber.
Yeah. they have to come.
First right,
16,
right.
17 years of life for me were rough. Trust me. I did a lot of walking to trains. But, hey, free agency. What do you think, Nikki? Do you think someone's going to go join LeBron over at the Lakers?
I don't know. I was actually going to ask you guys this question before. You think LeBron on the Lakers is hurting them or helping them?
Oh, he's helping. He's helping. Economically, the money's coming in. It's reeling in. And they want more games with him this year than they won in the last 2 years probably combined. So
what does LeBron get out of being with the Lakers?
Well, LeBron's making a lot
branding.
Of other moves. Yeah.
Production company.
I don't think basketball is first in LeBron's life
anymore. Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think
basketball.
I think
was
if someone
life
heard
first.
You say that, you could possibly lose
not
your position.
Like,
well, not here because we won't fire you. We love you. But you, if you were working somewhere and said that, you could potentially lose.
Not in the sense of that. I don't think he's working hard at basketball anymore.
No. You just said that that's not his first job.
It's not his focus.
That would mean that
it's not his
first focus.
It's not his biggest passion right now.
That is his first focus.
I figured it was his first.
If you listen to LeBron's statements, a lot of times he's saying he doesn't have anything else left to accomplish. He's already done as much as he needs to do. He considers himself in Mount Rushmore already. So all of these things that he says, they tend to lean you to that side, like that he feels like he may be.
But then why not just give up the sport?
Well,
instead of bringing everybody else down.
But again, that's what I just said. I'm not saying that he's not making basketball a priority. I'm just saying that I feel like some things off the court may trump basketball, maybe for him. His movie production company and the shows and all of those things. I feel like he's setting up for life after basketball. Like,
I think it's a smart thing to do. It's a smart business decision.
There's no way you can have that type of greatness with basketball in your rear view. There's no way. The man dedicates himself every offseason physically. Then when the season comes, he dedicates himself not only physically but mentally because he's a playmaker. There's no way he's not thinking basketball all the time and watching film because he does not practice a lot. So he has to watch film. He has to sit down with Rondo and with Lonzo and with the other guards. So this guy is insane. There's no way you can play basketball on that level and it be your second job. First of all, it's his number one income. So if it was his second job, he'd lose it. He'd lose the respect of all his fan base. We just heard the guy condemn younger players on the team because he felt like basketball wasn't their first love or their first thing.
You'd have to be in LeBron's head to know what his first.
I just told you he made comments 3 days ago. He made comments 3 days ago. Just 3 days ago, he made comments about young guys who were not bought in and basketball wasn't their number one focus. He just said that 3 days ago. So he's either a huge pathological liar or he practices what he preaches, and basketball's his number one agenda, and he's mad that other guys are not treating it the same way. Exactly.
Don't make it the same.
He's just wrong. It's not his fault. No. He doesn't have inside information. No. That's probably part of his
Yo, call up LeBron real quick.
LeBron often refers to himself as someone who's already accomplished everything that he needs to accomplish in his sport. So all I'm saying is that
he's got so much more to accomplish.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about what we think he has left to accomplish. I'm saying that LeBron says that he's accomplished everything that he needs to accomplish. So I don't know, but
That was a way to get out of the GOAT conversation and trying to get six rings because you know you can't catch him. Let's move on. Scott LeBron.
Yeah, I would say it might have been a cop out. Like it might have been an excuse.
Yeah, that's the way you know, after he won the ring against Golden State, they came back from 3-1. He said, "Oh, I'm chasing a ghost," because he thought potentially we could win this year with Kyrie. Then we could win the next year. Maybe I got a chance to catch him. He lost that year. He lost Kyrie. Rebuilding in LA. He knows he's got no shot. So he'll cop out. He'll say things like this.
That is not his first.
He loves mediocrity. He loves these type of comments. Like it's.
I don't know what mediocrity has to do with this.
You're trying to say that's what he's given every day. You're trying to say that basketball is his second job.
I'm not just saying that the man is still going hard at basketball. All I'm telling you is that now you're starting to see him position himself for life after basketball. You're starting to see other things starting to come into importance to him.
But that's his general. Everybody has
Did he have all of these things when he was 25? Wow. Did he have them when he was 28? 31? 32?
I think
LeBron
was
building at 25. We didn't know. He's methodical and he's the kind of person that keeps things close to heart.
He's not keeping any of these things close to heart.
Because they're all fruition.
We know about everything else
because
that
he's done. They've all came to fruition. You think the production company just started this year? It's been in the works for probably the last 2 or 3 years.
I don't think that it just started this year, but I feel like now it's coming out and things are being done because basketball is almost over for LeBron James.
Yeah.
Speaking realistically.
We gotta talk about Antonio Brown again.
I like it. The situation's building. I like it. I love
ongoing news. It's the off season.
I love ongoing news. Listen,
diva,
Antonio Brown,
the diva
met with
the big Rooney.
He met with the owner, and the owner said that he would grant his request for a trade. Now, I find that twofold. On one end, it shows the respect that they have for him. We'll meet with you. We'll grant you your trade. No love lost. On another end, it shows the professionalism by the Steelers organization, who will not be tarnished by this. They will not. They'll go out and get free agents. They'll keep the guys that they groom. True. This is not going to hurt their
you
brand.
You do know that this professional organization that you just referred to was just in the paper referring to Ben Roethlisberger's teammates as Ben's babies or boys.
Yeah, because he's an older statesman, and that's kind of, you know, the tape
Ben's
you got to have. Listen, you
want
to make racist and slavery, you know, references. I don't know. I'm really not that kind of guy. I don't like that rhetoric.
I'm not really.
I don't think they were trying to make that reference. I'm just being honest. You know, if I told the way I
don't
I
even take it as a I don't take it as a slavery thing or a racist referral.
You're like he's
I think
the
that
dad.
He's, right. I feel
and
like you,
and they're
I
the
feel
children.
Like you're belittling these guys.
The guys.
Mental state. You're belittling
no,
them as
he's
as
the older statesman.
The roles
he's
that
the only
on
guy.
Team.
He's the only guy in the team that has Super Bowl rings.
I think Mike is trying to say like.
Give me another guy.
They should have used a different word. Or a different way to...
If they want to term... Listen, terminology means nothing when you're talking about men. Men are supposed to be tough. We're talking about football players. Words are not supposed...
No.
He's calling guys out. That's what leaders do. I've been leaders of teams.
That's not the age we live in.
I've been leaders of teams.
These guys aren't built the same.
I don't even know what that means.
You have to know what it means because we see examples of it all the time. You can't lead now the way you used to lead in the 90s or the way you used to lead in the early 2000s.
You can't play now how you used to play in the 90s.
And you can't lead that way because of that.
No. What are you talking about? You think that the rules mean something with the locker room?
These kids now.
The rules on the court have
nothing to do with the locker room. These kids now, feelings are so...
And that's the problem.
Like tissue paper.
That's the problem. See?
I'm talking about the new generation.
See what I mean? That's why terminology means nothing. So he's a slave owner now. Because he's calling them kids. They're grown men.
I was actually talking about kids.
You just said there was a problem with that.
I wasn't talking about grown men. I was talking about the generation that's coming up.
No. You were talking about the rookies and second and third year guys that Ben Roethlisberger has to slap upside the head and get them right.
Every now and then.
You got to slap him upside the head and get them right. He's the oldest statesman on the team. He's been there longer than Mike Tomlin.
I'm just saying.
Hey, he's been there longer than Mike Tomlin. He should have the loudest voice on that team. What's wrong with you? What are we talking about? Is it because Ben Roethlisberger is a little loud with his delivery? Or because he has a radio show in which he calls guys out?
It's because he's doing what LeBron James is doing right now.
He's not giving 100% effort
and calling out teammates.
How do you know he's not giving 100% effort?
Because I watched the film of him not giving 100% effort defense.
Listen, wow. I want to put it on record right now that this guy has never... saw a film of Ben Roethlisberger. He is totally.
I was talking about LeBron James. I wasn't talking about.
I thought this guy was somebody. He watched
but
film of
Ben
Roethlisberger. Where did you get this damn film?
Throws interceptions and makes mistakes in big spots and then likes to call out teammates when he should just be keeping his mouth closed. And maybe you do those things behind closed doors, but you shouldn't be the guy out there in front of everyone calling out teammates.
Leaders lead. That's not leading to me. Leaders lead.
That's not leading.
Leaders lead.
I think it could be a nicer
approach. Leaders take accountability for their troops.
When you're a leader, you don't care how anybody feels about you.
You just want to get the job done.
That's it.
Leaders take accountability for their
troops. We don't have to hang out after this, and we don't have to go fishing. Our wives don't have to, you know, go shopping together. That doesn't have to happen.
They got to win.
Leaders lead. Tom Brady does it, and no one says anything.
Tom Brady.
He calls guys out all the time.
Tom Brady does not call guys out all
the
time.
He doesn't do it on a radio show. He does it on national TV.
That's different. I'm not talking about that. Ben Roethlisberger can do that on the sideline in the moment. What I'm talking about
That's not the way he leads.
After a game is over, when you've thrown interceptions, when you've made mistakes, you don't go into the locker room and then get a microphone in front of your face and start calling out Ben Roethlisberger. That's not what you do. Take responsibility for
his own interceptions plenty of times. I've seen him say that I'll retire if I keep playing this bad. And you, Last year, you don't remember the midway through the season, he threw five interceptions against the Jaguars.
That type of doubt in all your teammates' minds midway through the season.
Look, God, you're worried about that, man. You're worried about that mind.
I watched Tiki Barber.
You're a grown man.
I watched Tiki Barber, a New York Giant, say in the middle of the season that he was going to retire, and I saw what it did to the Giants team. So you can't tell me that that doesn't change the team's mentality or affect them when the star quarterback.
If a guy says he's going to retire, enjoy
the prime
year.
Of his career.
Enjoy the year. Why would your mind be messed up? Why are you thinking about next year anyway? There's nothing wrong with you?
That's
like wrong
sports,
with that to
you're
you?
You're always thinking about
no,
next
not,
year.
You should be in the moment. That's what greatness is.
No, you prepare for the moment.
I don't think
the
you
year
understand.
Before.
I don't think you understand.
You don't have to.
Let me tell you. I've played on some
office,
big stages. Nicky.
Anybody front office is preparing.
I've played on some
for
big
the
stages. Some really big stages. And when you're playing in those big stages, if you're not thinking about the moment, you're thinking about later, even the fourth quarter, you're done. You're done because that person is digged in and he's worrying about just that possession, that guy that you're going against.
Well, that's why somebody has to lose because somebody's not thinking in the right
frame. You're not talking in terms of greatness. You're talking in terms of mediocrity. That's what people who are not that good, that's how they think. I swear to you, they think that you can think about other things other than what's going on right there.
Very little examples of greatness is my point. How many examples of greatness do you have to show?
I got tons of them.
Are
we talking about Ben Roethlisberger?
Greatness, I'm talking about.
We're talking about Ben Roethlisberger.
No, I'm talking about greatness in general. How many times how much greatness is walking around out here in the streets? How many great athletes can you point to right now?
Yeah, there are tons of them.
Tons?
We just had an All-Star game. Yeah, man.
Of greatness?
Yeah, greatness, man. You don't understand. Let me tell you something. Let's just pick a guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's pick a guy. KD. He's got to get ready every year to play 82 games. Has he missed since the foot injury? Has he missed more than 5 games in the season?
I don't think so.
He's been incredibly durable, right? Slim body, keeps himself great shape. He eats right. He works out all the time.
Okay.
You know, his shot's always, you know, he's there 2 hours before the game. His greatness is before he even gets on the court. That's what he doesn't. Greatness is not about what you do on the court sometimes. It's about the work that you've put in, because once you get on the court, it's easy.
I'm not talking about what is greatness. I'm talking about what it takes and what these guys are willing to go through to get to it. These guys aren't the same athletes that we've been looking at before. These guys are soft. These guys, they
allow outside things to affect them. To stay on topic, we're talking about Ben Roethlisberger and his greatness.
And we're talking about how a guy like Ben Roethlisberger calling out teammates and trying to call himself holding guys accountable to the media, taking it outside of the locker room, it doesn't work. That's not good leadership.
I don't know. I don't see Juju having a problem with it, man. He got MVP of the team this year.
Reportedly,
Antonio Brown was upset that Juju Smith, whatever the guy's name is, Juju, got MVP of the team. He stormed out of a meeting. Subsequently, he had to miss the next game. He got in trouble. He had to miss the next game. And that's when everything went happen. He missed that game that was pivotal to them making the playoffs, all because Juju got the MVP of the team.
Mm.
So, obviously, we're talking about a guy who's selfish,
right?
And who wants to blame everyone else for his imperfections or whatever's going on in his situation. Now, yes, Ben Roethlisberger has probably a little bit of fault. But if everybody on the team is not saying what he's saying, I'm not going with it. Juju gets called out all the time when Juju fumbled the ball and caused them the game before their last game. And Antonio probably felt he should have got the ball. Juju went and said, you know what? I was wrong. I fumbled the ball. I should have went out of bounds. You know what I mean? He took ownership of it. He took accountability.
Right.
And it was gone. Whatever Ben had to say about it, he was justified in saying that because he's a leader. If I don't say it, you're going
to
think that's okay. I'm
going to
say it so that you know that if
it
happens again, it's not okay. And that's what leadership is. You reinforce everything that the coaches can't. The coach can't do those things because the coaches have to find a middle ground.
Right.
Especially a guy like Mike Tomlin, who's not even an offensive coach. It's Ben's team. It's Ben's offense.
Mm-hmm.
He has to have his imprint on that. It's the reason why a guy like him gets a radio show anyway. It's because he deals with so much. He made the offense. He was there before Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin came in, had a great defense, and said, Ben, you run that. And it's been that way for over 10 years.
Ben, you run that? Ben made the offense?
It's Ben's team.
I thought a guy named Todd Haley was the coach there.
How long he's been gone now?
That was who was there when Ben started.
How long has he been gone now? A long time, right? He's been gone for a while.
Todd Haley's been gone a long time.
How many years?
Hey, all I know is the initial question, leadership. You don't lead by calling guys out all the time. You don't lead by trying to call it to make your teammates smaller than what they actually are. You take accountability for your teammates' shortcomings as a leader when you don't want to put too much pressure on them.
Can we agree that you can call guys out, but you would like it to be done in a different form,
yes,
like
yeah.
in
yes.
the locker room, yes. opposed. Okay, okay. Yes. Cause I just want to get that out there.
Yeah.
My opinion is, yes. as a leader, you got to call people out.
Yes.
He's saying where and when is important, I guess.
So that sounds like what I was saying already.
Yeah, it's a compromise. So,
it's important now to me. I mean, to these this new generation.
Well, important. I know baseball is important to you too.
Yes, baseball is very important.
So.
Let's be fast with baseball. Oh God. No, I'm all for
Alex
it.
Alex Rodriguez spoke about high-level MLB players. I guess they're getting too much money.
I agree with A-Rod that the players do deserve the money. I mean, these guys are asked to play 162 games a season. You know, it's very taxing. These guys...
They never sweat.
They do a lot, you know? So, I understand. But for me, I feel like that type of money should be reserved for the best player or two players in the game. And to me, Manny Machado and Bryce Harper are not the two best players in baseball right now. So I always like to see that contract ceiling get set at the best players. I don't like to see...
Who's the highest paid quarterback in the National Football League? Matt Stafford, right?
He was. I don't know if he still
is. He was? Somebody got more money this year?
Yeah, somebody else got money. Kirk Cousins got
money. He got guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. Nobody making more money than him. Gross money. And is he the best quarterback in the NFL?
Matt Stafford? No.
Yeah, okay. Who makes the most money in the NBA?
I'm not even sure.
Chris Paul, $40 million a year.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Paul. Is he the best player in the NBA?
No.
Okay, so your theory doesn't work.
But that's his opinion.
Those aren't unprecedented. Like these guys are getting contracts that are like maybe 100, maybe a million, 2 million, 5 million more than what the other guys below them are getting. These guys are getting blowing the other contracts out of the water.
Okay.
Like no one's getting 300 million.
A little bit. I worked in marketing for a little bit, and if we both do a commercial. Okay, I'm going to get more money than him for the commercial.
Because you're tall.
Not only that, you know, I might be a little more better looking as well.
No.
I'm going to get more money because I may have a bigger following or, you know, more people might know my name or have seen me.
Right.
And I might be more, you know, it's better to publicize.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I'm gonna explain something to him.
What's he talking about?
These guys that he's talking about are under Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. their numbers are maybe a little bit better than them, but they're not more marketable than Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. Did you hear those names? Those are two cornerstone names in the MLB. Without them, what would the MLB be? You know Mike Trout, you know him, you know Aaron Judge, you know a couple of other guys. Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. They're getting those big paydays because of who they are. They put in the work. Maybe they haven't had three or four stellar years, but they've put in their work and people know who they are and they get fans in the stands.
Mm.
They get people watching games. Manny Machado playing. You know that name. I'm gonna go watch Manny Machado. I'm a Bryce Harper. It's your name that gets you that big deal.
See, for me, the problem isn't in the dollars and cents. The problem to me is deeper rooted. It's the fact that when these guys get these big contracts, they start to take plays off. They start to become different people. They're not the same guy that they were when they were scrounging around for that contract, when they were hungry for it. So for me, that's why I said it should be reserved for the best two or one player in the game, because when you're giving all this money to guys who haven't even reached their peak or haven't done everything in their power to get to their peak, you don't have any more incentive to work hard anymore now. Mm-hmm. And we see that a lot of times in basketball where we've got guys now in basketball where Tim Hardaway Jr., for instance. The Knicks gave him a lot of money this offseason, and everybody was just taking it back. And it's like, we can be mad, but everybody is making more money in the NBA now. But now, because of that, it's like, do guys even play defense anymore? Is it even, you know, is there anything driving them to want to get better?
I think that'll fix itself. That's going to fix itself over time. If you look, like I said, the landscape's going to change. Golden State's going to break up. You know, it's going to be a different NBA, and guys are going to get held accountable for things like defense, because teams are scoring at a really, really high pace. I guarantee next year's training camps are going to be defense focused. The focal point of a lot of training camps is going to be defense. But we got to move on to our real talk topic, because we're pressed for time. Jussie Smollett, there's new evidence that shows that he did not pay the two Nigerian brothers for the mugging, pretend mugging. This changes everything. It does. It really changes everything, because I thought he was lying about everything. So to see that he's telling the truth about one thing, he might be telling the truth about some other things. I'm serious. This is how stories break down. That's why I don't judge too fast.
I don't even know.
If he didn't pay them for the mugging, that means that they could be lying to authorities about other things.
But the thing is, like,
authorities ran with that story because they wanted to lock him up.
Yeah, but on both fronts, what do they each have to gain from lying?
That's what my thing. I'm trying to.
Well, Jussie's got to keep his face. You can't lie anymore. You got to keep your face, man.
But was he was trying to be the gay Tupac, he said.
I took heat for that, man. I took heat when I posted that. People said, "Oh, you can't say that. That's insensitive." I knew he was lying when I heard that. What does Tupac have to do with any of this? He ain't bald headed. He ain't got no nose ring. He don't rap.
Life tattoo. I don't know what.
Man, if he bring up Tupac again, I'll find him. Thug man, he life. Better not bring Tupac in this, man. He ain't got nothing to do with that.
He's living thug life
rest,
because
man.
He beat up some guys. He said I fought back.
Yeah, he said he punched me in the mouth. I punched his ass back.
He said they was choking him and poured bleach on him.
Yeah, they say put a noose on him and a noose pop.
Why would
I think it popped, right?
Why would bleach be a part of my attack?
See, now you're making up stories.
He can make them up. I can make them up.
Juicy is black. You use bleach on. Never mind.
Look, I don't know. I don't know what to say about this story.
It's building. Next week is gonna be some other. That's why I say I love the ones that just keep building.
I mean, we got this. We got R. Kelly.
We're gonna touch on Cap next week too, man. Cause that's building too. Yeah. They're gonna have that number soon. A lot of people, a lot of different things coming out. I can't wait to find out.
I don't
want to
go the R. Kelly route. I gotta delete the whole. Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. R. Kelly, you on your own, bro. I used to love you, man. You was my man at one point, man. But
all right,
what
you
doing? I can't condone, kid.
I know we about to close it out.
I gotta go back to Chocolate Factory or something.
Black Men Speak. Let them know where they can.
Yeah. _ Black Men Speak. Spelled just like that. Black Men Speak. Go look at it, man. It's it's just gonna be informative. I'm gonna post some things tonight. People that know me know that I never repost it. I just started reposting this week. It's a way for me to give out more information other than just me talking and my research and my crazy mind and things that I be, going through. So, check it out. It's a good page. I appreciate all y'all that's been, supporting us on every forum that we have.
Definitely check it out.
And check out Nicki Marie Radio. Since you wanted to put it out there.
Steady interviews going on. Hardest working woman on Instagram. Y'all get out of here, man. Go get some sleep, man. Get to work.
Yeah, let's go.
Peace.
See you guys next week.
Sports Talk Radio.